To put Web3 into context, excuse me, I need to learn to stop drinking coffee while I'm doing these episodes. Let me offer a quick refresher. In the beginning, there was the internet, the physical infrastructure of wires and servers that let computers and people in front of them talk to each other. In the early 2000s, things started to change. For one, the internet was becoming more interactive. It was an era of user-generated content. While the initial internet was read-only, this is now read-write web. Social media was the key feature of Web 2.0. Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr came to define the experience of being online. YouTube, Wikipedia, and Google, along with the ability to comment on content, expanded our ability to watch. The Web 2.0 era has also been one of centralization. Network effects and economies of scale have led to clear winners, and those companies, many of which are listed above, have produced mind-boggling wealth. Which brings us to Web3. Advocates for this vision are pitching it as a roots-deep update that will correct the problems and perverse incentives of Web 2.0. Worried about privacy? Encrypted wallets protect your online identity. Censorship? A decentralized database stores everything immutably and transparently, preventing moderators from swooping in to delete offending content. Centralization? You get a real vote on decisions made by the networks you spend time on. More than that, you get a stake that's worth something. You're not a product, you're an owner. This is the vision of the read, write, own web. Web3 and cryptocurrencies Web 3.0 and cryptocurrencies run on what are called permissionless blockchains, which have no centralized control and don't require users to trust or even know anything about other users to do business. This is mostly what people are talking about when they say blockchain. In 2014, Ethereum's Wood wrote on a foundational blog post in which he sketched out his view of the new era. Web3 is a reimagination of the sorts of things we already use the web for, but with a fundamentally different model for the interactions between parties. Information that we assume to be public, we publish. Information that we assume to be agreed, we place on a consensus ledger. Information that we assume to be private, we keep secret and never reveal. In this vision, all communication is encrypted and identities are hidden. In short, we engineer the system to mathematically enforce our prior assumptions, since no government or organization can reasonably be trusted. What does it mean for you? In the end, as an organization, you need to learn more about this. Where exactly is Web 3.0 headed? Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin has expressed concerns about the direction his creation has taken, but continues to be optimistic. In a response to Marlin Spike on the Ethereum Reddit page, he conceded that the Signal founder presented a correct criticism of the current state of the ecosystem, but maintained that decentralized web is catching up, and pretty quickly at that. The work being done now, creating libraries of code, will soon make it easier for other developers to start working on Web 3.0 projects. I think the properly authenticated decentralized blockchain world is coming and much closer to being here than many people think. The soaring claim around Web 3.0 that it will take over the internet, upend the financial system, redistribute wealth, and make the web democratic again should be taken with a grain of salt. We've heard all this before, and we know how earlier episodes of Web 3.0 euphoria fizzled, but that doesn't mean it should be written off entirely. Maybe it booms, maybe it busts, but we'll be living with some form of it either way. What version and how your company responds could determine the future of the digital economy and what life looks like for the next internet epoch. For now, that future is still up for grabs. After all, nothing's inevitable. I suggest learn more about Web 3.0 and how your company should or whether it wants to be involved. Just remember, the more knowledge you have, the more prepared you are for the future.